Good morning, dear listeners. We continue our journey through the beautiful orchard of the Spirit. The garden described by Paul in Galatians 5, 22-23, where he writes, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Today we turn our hearts to a fruit of the Spirit that is much needed in this hurried, impatient world. That's long-suffering. The word in the original Greek from which we get long-suffering is makrothumia. It is a combination of makros, which means long, and thumos, which means passion or anger. Some translation renders this word patient or forbearance. Whichever word you use, it is not just about waiting in a traffic jam without blowing your horn. It's a deep, strong spiritual endurance, the ability to suffer long and endure patiently without giving way to bitterness or revenge. That only the Spirit of God can grow in us. In today's message, we are going to learn about the what, why, and how concerning long-suffering. The what of long-suffering. Picture a mighty tree in a storm. The wind blows and the rain beats down, but the tree stands firm. Its roots go deep. Long-suffering is like that tree, rooted in Christ, unmoved by offense, unbroken by hardship. It suffers long, yet remains standing, fruitful, and full of grace. Long-suffering is the patient endurance of wrongs. It is bearing pain or provocation calmly. It is showing restraint when mistreated. It is forgiving again and again without keeping score. Think of Jesus on the cross, the ultimate example of long-suffering. Peter denied him. Judas betrayed him. The crowds mocked him. The soldiers nailed him to the cross. Yet he prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That is long-suffering love. Secondly, why do we need long-suffering? First, because we live among imperfect people. And we ourselves are imperfect too. Families, churches, friendship. All these relationships will test our patience. Without long-suffering, small offenses become big divisions. Paul wrote in Colossians 3, verse 13, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone else." Long-suffering holds a family together. It keeps a church united. It makes peace possible among peoples of diverse cultures and ethnicity. So peace is definitely needed in our world today. Lastly, we look at how is long-suffering produced. Well, we cannot produce long-suffering on our own. It's not the fruit of our best effort. It is the fruit of the Spirit. When we walk closer with Jesus, His Spirit works in us to do what we cannot do by ourselves. Some of us pray for patience, and then God sends difficult people and situations. Why? Because patience grows through testing. James 1, 3-4 says, "The trying of your faith worketh patience." Some versions say testing produces perseverance. Other versions say trials produces steadfastness. Every frustration is an opportunity to practice long-suffering and become more like Christ. Think of patience like sandpaper in the hand of a master carpenter. If you have ever built something from wood, you know that rough edges don't disappear instantly. The sandpaper works back and forth, slowly, steadily, repeatedly. It's uncomfortable for the wood, but in the end, it produces smooth and beautiful wood. Long-suffering is a powerful witness. A long-suffering Christian is a powerful testimony in a bitter world. When we respond with gentle patience instead of anger, people see Christ in us. When you hold your tongue instead of lashing out, when you forgive instead of getting even, you are showing the fruit of the Spirit. Maybe today you are tired of being patient. Maybe you feel tested on every side by family, co-workers, or trouble that won't go away. Take courage. The same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead lives in you. He will give you strength to endure. Ask God daily, Lord, produce in me the fruit of long-suffering. Then stand firm like that tree. Forgive. Be patient. Bear with others in love. And then your life will speak of the long-suffering love of Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your patience and long-suffering towards us. You are slow to anger and abounding in mercy. Fill us with your Spirit, that we may show that same patience and forbearance to others. Teach us to forgive as we have been forgiven. May our lives bear the fruit of long-suffering. Bring you glory. In Jesus' name, amen.